I'm sure we're all familiar with the poem Robert Frost, the two paths diverged in the forest, and I took the one less chosen. This is a great reflection on the scriptures. Throughout the Old Testament, we consistently get the two paths laid out before us. And with the incarnation, Jesus shows us what it means to walk that one path, the path of righteousness. Jeremiah, in the first reading, is giving us the juxtaposition of those two paths, as is the responsorial psalm, Psalm number 1. And Jeremiah goes on here to say what I think is some of the most cutting words in all of the sacred scriptures. More torturous than all else is the human heart. I think, especially in our own day, these are cutting words because of this idolatry, this false philosophy of just following your heart. Trust your heart. How often do we hear that? How often do we give that advice to people? What does your heart say? According to the sacred scriptures, to Jeremiah, there's no way we should ever trust our heart, because there's nothing more torturous. It's beyond remedy. Who can understand it? The disordered passions, the weakened will, the darkened intellect, the effects of original sin that we all carry within us. Why will we ever trust that? And that's what the psalmist is warning us about. Giving us the blessed man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the ways of the sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on it day and night. Now, we don't have to read Jeremiah's words and fall into despair, because Christ has conquered death and has brought new life to those things that were dead. And in the Sacred Heart of Jesus and in the Immaculate Heart of our Blessed Mother and the Chaste Heart of Saint Joseph, we have a heart to go to, a heart that can reconcile our heart. And so it's not so much that we listen to our own hearts or we trust our own hearts, but we entrust our heart to the heart of Jesus. And we do this by meditating on the law. And this isn't just memorizing the Ten Commandments and studying the Catechism, but the law, in particular, those first five books of the Bible and maybe some of the prophetic works as well. But what they show us is the intimacy in which God the Father has taken the time to create all things. And even though humanity has rejected him, he never gave up, and he's walking with us. And so we don't walk in the way of the insolent, but we walk in the way of Jesus Christ. And then we become like that tree planted by the waters. We can imagine the deep roots of that tree, which is planted by that constant source of nourishment, the stability that is brought to that person whose life has been entrusted to the heart of Jesus. I mean, how fickle, how fleeting is our heart? How often do we get in trouble by following our heart? How many trips to the confessional are the result of listening to our heart? This season of Lent is a time where we listen to the heart of Jesus. So are we listening? In the few moments, a few hours that you've been awake today, have you listened to the heart of Jesus? Each and every day, he's beckoning us once again to listen to him. There are two paths. In Deuteronomy, Moses says, one's the path of life and one's the path of death. But as we learn to hear the voice of the Father crying out, calling out to each one of us, clearly made present to us in the liturgy and in the teachings of Holy Mother Church. We can train ourselves to hear the voice of God. We can train ourselves to know His heart so that we can entrust ourselves to Him. Yes, our hearts outside of Christ are torturous beyond remedy. But with Christ is brought back to life. And this is the promise of the New Testament, which is fulfilled in Jesus Christ. I will give you a new heart. He promises us. As we continue this journey of Lent, as we walk with Christ each day, ask Him for that gift of a new heart. Ask Him for that gift to be able to hear and to perceive His voice, and then with confidence to follow Him. There's never a reason to fear that other path, because Christ has paved the way for us. Christ, the way, the truth, and the life.